This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of an 18-year-old El Paso County jail inmate who died by suicide in 2022 is suing the health care company responsible for her care at the time. The lawsuit filed against health care contractor WellPath says the company ignored increasingly extreme signs Desiree Archuleta was at risk for suicide. The jail ended its contract with WellPath at the beginning of this year. If you or someone you know is considering suicide, contact Colorado Crisis Services at 1-844-493-8255 or texting TALK to 38255 for free, confidential, and immediate support. The Colorado House has passed a bill to create a new medical college at the University of Northern Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The college would be focused on osteopathic medicine, or a whole person approach to medical care. The goal is to boost the number of doctors in rural and underserved areas. The $256 million bill also supports three other projects: a new health institute at MSU Denver, a veterinary health education complex at CSU, and a health project at Trinidad State College. Colorado is facing a significant health care provider shortage that is causing lapses in care and longer wait times. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado has its first $100 million home. The 11-bedroom, 17-bath mansion in Aspen closed for around $108 million this week. The last owner purchased the home for $72.5 million in 2021. The estate sits at the base of Aspen's Red Mountain. This is CPR News.